Welcome to Miller Park in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Carlos Gomez. Batting second. The second baseman, Alexi Carcilla. Batting third. The catcher, Mike Redmond. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Michael Cuttier. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jason Kubel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brian Buescher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Brendan Harris. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Baker. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Baker. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Hernan Irribarren. Batting second. The right fielder, Gabe Kapler. Batting third. The left fielder, Ryan Braun. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Prince Fielder. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Russell Branyon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Craig Counsell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Seth McClung. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Seth McClung. And now, play ball. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez bunts towards first. Fielder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gomez for the out. One out. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carcilla strikes out. Two outs. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Redmond strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Hernan Irribarren is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Irribarren hits a line drive towards third. Buescher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabe Kapler is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kapler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Braun hits a fly ball for an out. Two outs. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fielder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Braun moves to second. Russell Branyon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Branyon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Braun scores. Fielder moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Cameron takes first base on ball four. Fielder moves to third. Branyon moves to second. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kendall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Morneau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards second. Irribarren scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jason Kubel batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Kubel hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Counsell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Seth McClung is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McClung hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Cuttier. McClung reaches second base with a double. Hernan Iribarren is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Iribarren is 0 for 1 in the game. Iribarren hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McClung moves to third. Two outs. Gabe Kapler is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kapler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kapler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Buescher hits a pop-up towards short. Council settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brannion fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Baker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun strikes out. One out. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Fielder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fielder strikes out. Russell Brannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brannion is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brannion strikes out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cameron is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cameron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez strikes out. One out. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Carcilla bunts towards the mound. McClung fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Redmond is 0 for 1 in the game. Redmond hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brannion fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Craig Council is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Council is 0 for 1 in the game. Council hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Seth McClung is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McClung is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McClung strikes out. Two outs. Hernan Iribarren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Iribarren is 0 for 2 in the game. Iribarren hits a fly ball into left field. Cubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morneau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morneau hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cuttier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aribaran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Kubel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kubel is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubel hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 1, Brewers, 1. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buescher is 0 for 1 in the game. Buescher hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gabe Kapler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kapler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kapler hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. Braun hits a line drive towards first. Morneau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fielder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fielder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Scott Baker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker bunts towards first. Fielder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. Harris moves to second. One out. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Council fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harris moves to third. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Carcilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Carcilla hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harris tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1. Twins. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Redmond is 0 for 2 in the game. Redmond hits a ball on the ground towards short. Council scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Branyan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Branyan takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cameron hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Brewers. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kendall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Craig Council batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Council is 0 for 2 in the game. Council hits a fly ball towards right. Cuttier catches it and throws to first to double up Kendall. Two outs. Joe Dillon pinch hits for Seth McClung. Joe Dillon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dillon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Schaus now pitching. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Morneau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Council scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuttier takes first base on ball 4. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kubel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kubel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Arabaran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cuttier moves to second. 2 outs. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buescher is 0 for 2 in the game. Buescher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Brian Baez now pitching. Hernan Irribarren is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Irribarren is 0 for 3 in the game. Irribarren hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Irribarren for the out. 1 out. Gabe Kapler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kapler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kapler takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Braun is 0 for 3 in the game. Braun strikes out. 2 outs. Craig Breslow now pitching. Matt Macri now playing third base. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fielder hits a pop-up towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Guillermo Moton now pitching. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harris strikes out. 1 out. Matt Macri is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Macri strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gomez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Branyan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Branyan strikes out. 1 out. Buck Bonser now pitching. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cameron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cameron hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Cameron. The throw from Redmond and he is safe. Cameron steals second. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kendall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cameron scores. It's 4-2, Brewers. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Counsell is 0 for 3 in the game. Counsell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kendall moves to third. Corey Hart pinch hits for Guillermo Mota. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hart strikes out. 2 outs. Denys Reyes now pitching. Bill Hall pinch hits for Hernan Irribarren. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Counsell. The throw from Redmond and he is safe. Counsell steals second. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Gabe Kapler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kapler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kapler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins too. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Hall now playing second base. Salomon Torres now pitching. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carcilla is 0-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Carcilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Branyan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Mauer pinch hits for Mike Redmond. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Morneau is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Morneau strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Miller Park in Milwaukee.